Lesson 23. The prophet receives a vision of the 3 degrees of glory. Purpose. To give the children a better understanding of the 3 degrees of glory and to strengthen their desire to return to Heavenly Father with their families. Preparation. 1. Prayerfully study the historical account given in this lesson, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 15 through 24. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 1 through 4 and 137. Circumstances of Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's vision of the 3 degrees of glory. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 53 to 60, 92 to 93. Refer also to Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 62 and 70. Requirements and Rewards of the Celestial Kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 71 through 80 and 91. Requirements and Rewards of the Terrestrial Kingdom. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 81 to 90 and 100 to 103. Requirements and Rewards of the Celestial Kingdom. Study the lesson and decide how you want to teach the children the scriptural and historical accounts. 2. John chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Additional reading. Gospel Principles, number 31110, chapters 46 and 47. 3. Select the discussion questions and enrichment activities that will involve the children and best help them achieve the purpose of the lesson. 4. Make the following word strips. Celestial Kingdom, Terrestrial Kingdom, Telestial Kingdom. 5. Materials needed. A. A Doctrine and Covenants for each child. B. A Bible. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to give the opening prayer. Attention activity. Ask the children to close their eyes and imagine they are outside on a cloudy night when everything is absolutely dark. What do you see? What could you see if you had the light of the stars? What could you see if you had the light of the moon? What could you see if you had the light of the sun? Have the children open their eyes. Draw the pictures of a star, the moon, and the sun on the chalkboard, with the star at the bottom of the chalkboard, the moon above the star, and the sun above the moon. If you could choose just one of these sources of light to see by, which would it be? Why? Explain that Heavenly Father has provided 3 different places for people to live after they are resurrected. These places are referred to as kingdoms of glory in heaven. As you explain the following information about these kingdoms, put the corresponding word strip next to the drawing of the star, moon, or sun. The telestial kingdom is the lowest kingdom. It has a glory compared to the brightness of the stars. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 81. The terrestrial kingdom is the middle kingdom. It has a glory compared to the brightness of the moon. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 71. The celestial kingdom is the highest kingdom. It has a glory compared to the brightness of the sun. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 70. You may want to have the children repeat the words on the word strips. Explain that we learn about these kingdoms and who live in each one from a vision received by Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon. Scriptural and historical accounts. Tell the children about Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon's vision of heaven as described in the following historical account. Then discuss Joseph and Sidney's testimony of Jesus Christ and their explanation of the 3 kingdoms and who will live in each one, as explained in the scriptures listed in the preparation section. As you discuss the 3 kingdoms, emphasize that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ want all of us to live in the highest level or degree of the celestial kingdom with them and our families. To be worthy of the celestial kingdom, we must keep Heavenly Father's commandments and receive important gospel ordinances. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has been restored to the earth to help us reach the celestial kingdom. While Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon were working on the translation of the New Testament in 1832, they read John chapter 5, verse 29, which talks about the resurrection of people who have done good things and people who have done evil. This scripture made Joseph and Sidney wonder about heaven. They realized that if God rewards people after they die based on what they did while they were on the earth, then there must be more than one place or kingdom in heaven. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, Section Heading. While they thought about these ideas, Joseph and Sidney received a vision of Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the 3 degrees of glory, the celestial, terrestrial, and telestial kingdoms. This vision is described in Doctrine and Covenants 76. The vision was given at John Johnson's home in Hiram, Ohio, where Joseph and Emma were living at the time. About 12 other men were in the room and witnessed Joseph and Sidney receiving this vision, but they did not see the vision themselves. Philo Dibble, one of the men present, recorded what he observed. Joseph would, at intervals, say, "What do I see?" as one might say while looking out the window and beholding what all in the room could not see. Then he would relate what he had seen or what he was looking at. Then Sidney replied, "I see the same." Presently, Sidney would say, "What do I see?" and would repeat what he had seen or was seen, and Joseph would reply, "I see the same." This manner of conversation was repeated at short intervals to the end of the vision, and during the whole time not a word was spoken by any other person. Not a sound nor motion was made by anyone but Joseph and Sidney, and it seemed to me that they never moved a joint or limb during the time I was there, which I think was over an hour, and to the end of the vision. Joseph sat firmly and calmly all the time in the midst of a magnificent glory, but Sidney sat limp and pale, apparently as limp as a rag. Observing such at the close of the vision, Joseph remarked smilingly, "Sidney is not used to it as I am." Quoted in Carter E. Grant, The Kingdom of God Restored, pages 156 and 57. Joseph Smith continued to learn and teach about the 3 kingdoms of glory. In 1836, Joseph and others experienced another vision of the Father and the Son and the celestial kingdom while they were in the Kirtland Temple. This vision is recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 137. In 1843, Joseph taught some friends that the celestial kingdom is divided into 3 levels or degrees. The highest degree is the only part of heaven where people will live with their families. The prophet taught that a person must be married for eternity in the temple to obtain this highest degree of the celestial kingdom. These teachings are recorded in the following. Doctrine and Covenants, section 131, verses 1 through 4. Discussion and application questions. Study the following questions and the scripture references as you prepare your lesson. Use the questions you feel will best help the children understand the scriptures and apply the principles in their lives. Reading and discussing the scriptures with the children in class will help them gain personal insights. What did Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon see as they thought about the following scriptures? John chapter 5, verse 29. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 19 through 21. What testimony did they give of Jesus Christ? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 through 24. How does their testimony strengthen your testimony of Jesus Christ? Who will live in the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 81, 82, and 103. Which member of the Godhead will visit the people in the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 86 and 88. Explain that the Holy Ghost and angels will minister to the people in the celestial kingdom. The people there will know about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, but will never live with them or see them. See Enrichment Activity 3. Who will live in the terrestrial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 71 to 76. Which members of the Godhead will visit the people in the terrestrial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verse 77. explained that Jesus Christ will visit the people in the terrestrial kingdom. The people there will know about Heavenly Father, but will never live with Him. Refer to Enrichment Activity 3. Who will live in the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verses 50 to 52. Explain that the celestial kingdom will include faithful members of the church who have been baptized and confirmed and have kept the commandments. Refer to Enrichment Activity 1. Which members of the Godhead will the people in the celestial kingdom live with? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 62. Refer to Enrichment Activity 3. How did Joseph describe the celestial kingdom in Doctrine and Covenants 137, verses 1 through 4? Whom did Joseph see besides Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ in this vision of the celestial kingdom? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 137, verse 5. Remind the children that Alvin was Joseph's older brother who died before Joseph received the gold plates. Why was Joseph puzzled to see Alvin in the celestial kingdom? Alvin had not been baptized. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 137, verse 6. What did the Lord tell Joseph about Alvin and other people like him who had not had the opportunity to hear the gospel and be baptized? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 137, verse 7. What happens to children who die before they are 8 years old? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 137, verse 10. Into how many parts is the celestial kingdom divided? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verse 1. Who will live in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom? Scripture. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 2 and 3. Explain that in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom will be those who have made and kept sacred covenants, promises, in the temple, including being married for eternity in the temple. Remind the children that the highest degree of the celestial kingdom is the only place where families can live together. Why would you like to live in the celestial kingdom? Enrichment activities. You may use one or more of the following activities any time during the lesson, or as a review, summary, or challenge. 1. Before class, make a large illustration of the sun out of paper and cut it into 4 puzzle pieces. Write one of the following on each piece. A. Be baptized and confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. B. Receive the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands. C. Receive the temple endowment. D. Be married or sealed in the temple. Explain to the children that we must receive certain ordinances to be able to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. Place the 4 puzzle pieces on the table or floor with the illustration facing up. Have a child turn over a piece and read what it says. Repeat with the other 3 pieces. Then have the children put the puzzle together. Which of these ordinances have you received? Which do you still need to receive? Assure the children that if they live righteously, at the proper times, they will have opportunities to receive all these ordinances. 2. Prepare the following word strips. Live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 62. Become like Heavenly Father. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 76, verse 58. Section 132, verse 20. Live with my righteous family members. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 131, verses 2 through 4. Receive a fullness of joy. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 138, verse 17. Write on the chalkboard, if I am worthy to live in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom, I can. Invite a child to choose one of the word strips, read it, and post it on the chalkboard under the written statement. Discuss with the children the promised blessing. Repeat for each of the other word strips. Help the children understand how wonderful it will be in the celestial kingdom, and encourage them to keep the commandments so that they will be worthy to live in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. 3. Make for each child a copy of the worksheet found at the end of this lesson. The worksheet reads as follows. The 3 degrees of glory. Match the kingdom in the first column with the correct description in the second column by drawing a line between items. Column 1. A. Celestial Kingdom. A picture of the sun. B. Terrestrial Kingdom. A picture of the moon. C. Telestial Kingdom. A picture of a star. Column 2. 1. This kingdom will include good people who did not believe the gospel when they heard it on earth, but believed after they died. They obeyed some, but not all, of God's commandments. This kingdom will also include those who accepted the gospel, but did not fully obey the commandments. 2. This kingdom will include people who never accepted the gospel on earth or after they died. They disobeyed God's commandments. 3. This kingdom will include members of the church who had faith in Jesus Christ, repented, obeyed all of God's commandments, and completed the necessary ordinances. If it is not feasible to make a copy for each child, read the descriptions aloud and have the children work together to choose the correct kingdom. Answers: A. 3. B. 1. C. 2. 4. Help the children memorize Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 22 and 23, through On the Right Hand of God. 5. Sing or say the words to the following: I Know My Father Lives, Children's Songbook, page 5. I Lived in Heaven, Children's Songbook, page 4. Conclusion. Testimony. Share with the children your feelings about Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and why you want to live with them in the celestial kingdom. Encourage the children to choose to obey the commandments and receive proper ordinances so that they will be worthy to live with Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and with their families in the highest degree of the celestial kingdom. Suggested home reading. Suggest that the children study Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 11 through 24, at home as a review of this lesson. Suggested family reading. Encourage the children to share with their families a specific part of the lesson, such as a story, question, or activity, or to read with their families the suggested home reading. Invite a child to give the closing prayer. End of lesson 23. The prophet receives a vision of the 3 degrees of glory.